Sunday, number 11 in the year 2023 of Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad today? Amen. I got a little excited. Amen. I remember back November 2004. Come on now. Somebody know I'm going with that thing. Amen. That's when God planted this church 20 years ago. Come on now. We give God the glory and the honor and the praise. If you were back, why you praise God so hard? Amen. I said, because God has been there every step of the way. He's been there through the good, the bad. He's been there through the ugly. He's been there through the up. Somebody know what I'm talking about. And the down. Amen. Every step of the way, God has showed up and God has been faithful to our church. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Who do you need? Come on, give God some praise. Y'all know that's a long time. 20 years, every time the doors of the church open, God is right here. And again, we just, every time we say we go worship, God showed up. Come on now. Every time we went to the altar, God was right there. I don't know about you, but every time we went to the hospital to see about somebody, God was always there. God was always healing. God was always turning situations around. God was always the one that you could call on. If you couldn't call on nobody else, God was the one that you could call on. So we thank God for 20 years. Amen. Invitation, which is Psalm 24, just to let God know we want him here. Amen. Sometimes you go to people's houses, they act like they don't want you there. Come on now. But when you come into the house of the Lord, you should be welcome. Amen. So Psalm 24 is a psalm of David. It says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. World today that dwell therein. For he is founded upon the seas and established upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He can have clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn in secrecy. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him and seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple.
Oh God, because down through the years, God, you have kept us, you have blessed us, oh God. you have performed miracles in all of our lives, Father. And so, Father, we're grateful this morning. We come with an attitude of gratitude this morning because we're so grateful to you, Father God. We thank you for the new mercies of this day. We thank you for your loving kindness and your faithfulness unto us, your children, oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, because we know, oh God, that you answer all prayers, oh God. And sometimes the answer is yes, sometimes no, and sometimes it's just wait. But God, we thank you for all answered prayers this morning, Father God, because you are good and your mercy, it endures forever, Father God. And Father God, we pray, oh God, for the absent part of our family on this morning, oh God. Oh God, we pray for those that are listening in by phone, oh God, or looking, oh God, by Facebook, whatever mode or medium of communication they are coming and looking, oh God, at this particular service by God. We ask that you will bless them and keep them and strengthen them, Father God. Father God, we pray, oh God, this morning, Father God, for those, Father God, that are in hospitals and nursing facilities, Father God. We pray this morning, Father God, for those that don't even know you in the free pardon of their sins, Father God. We pray this morning for our children, Father God. We pray for this nation, Father God. We pray for those that are in charge, Father God, in leadership positions, Father God. Father God, we pray for all of the bereaved families this morning, Father God. Father God, we ask that you would lay your hands on your people this morning, Father God. We ask that you would allow your healing virtues to flow throughout the atmosphere, Father God, throughout the hospitals, oh God, throughout the nursing facilities, Father God, throughout our bodies, Father God. We thank you this morning, Father God, because we know that you are a healer, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name, Father God. Continue to bless our pastor, Father God, as he preaches your word, Father God. Continue to keep them strong, Father God, the blessings going out and blessings coming in, Father God. We pray for our first lady today that you will continue to keep her in your care, Father God. Continue to strengthen her, oh God, from one degree to another, Father God. We just pray for the entire Kason family, Father God, this morning, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, Father God, because we know that it could have been the other way, Father God. But because of who you are, God, this morning, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise on today, Father God. And so, Father God, today we say hallelujah to your name, Father God. In spite of what it looks like, feel like, or be like, Father God, we give you glory on today, Father God. We give you praise, Father God, and we're going to continue to pray. To push, to pray, and to praise, Father God, because praise is what we do, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name, and we praise your name this morning, Father God. Keep our minds strong, keep our bodies strong, keep our spirit strong this morning, Father God. Father God, we thank you this morning, Father God, because if it had not been for you, on our side, God, where would we be today, Father God? So, Father God, we say hallelujah to your name today. We give you the highest praise today, Father, because you're worthy to be praised. Worthy is the Lamb of God that was slain. And so, Father, we thank you, we bless you, and we praise you all today. And, Father God, we ask all of these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Come on now. My God. on the way. I know that I've got to be next in line. Maybe the next one in line, amen. But somewhere along the way, amen. When the Lord blesses the house, anybody in the house? When the Lord blesses the house, if you're in the house, the blessings don't come your way. Come on, nigga.
Thank you. There was nothing. I'm standing here today. Clean. It's already been made.
covered in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord. That's my distinction. Don't let nobody fool you. All the rest of them dead. All the rest of them in the grave.
Come on.
All the rest of them got their eyes closed and the tongue to the roof of their mouth. They have no more breath. They have no more life. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and what? The life.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God.
Come on. You get the distinction
between our salvation,
because it was bought with a price. The precious blood. The precious blood of Jesus.
Amen. Come on, give God a little more praise. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Borrow something, then you ain't gonna keep that long.
Right,
you can back. Oh,
Jesus. Amen. Thank God for giving you the strength to be here today.
Hallelujah.
That truly is.
Yeah.
In God that I live and I move and I have my being. Had it not been for him on my side, church family, I don't know what I would do. Had it not been for the prayers of the saints, for the prayers of my pastor, first lady, for the prayers that have been uttered up on behalf of the Sykes family, we don't know where we'll be, but God is good and faithful. And I thank God for his faithfulness. And I walk by faith and not by sight. And I'm still standing. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. There is nothing that God cannot do. God can do all things, and he does all things well. And so we praise God this morning, and we bless his name this morning. Because truly, 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 God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask of me, according to the power that worketh within us. And that power is the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we thank God today. I thank God today. I thank you for my church family. I thank you for my pastor. I thank you, Pastor Kayson, because you have been a diligent pastor down through the years. A loving pastor, loving first lady, a loving church. And we are a loving church. We might be small in number, but numbers don't matter. That don't matter at all, because God is up in this place on every Sunday morning. His spirit reigns supreme in Heart of God Baptist Church. And so we thank God this morning and we bless his name and we praise his name. To God be the glory for the things that he has done, that he is doing, and that he's going to do in the future. God bless you. God, I give all the praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If I had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? But I'm thinking of the song that the songwriter said, amazing grace.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Come on now. We thank God for amazing grace.
Yes, yes.
Because it was amazing grace that allowed us to come to this white covered table one more time. It's amazing grace, hallelujah, Jesus, that we can partake of his body, hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
And we thank you for the grace of God.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you that when we were lost in our sins,
yes,
and our negatives, oh God, when we didn't even have time to even think about you, oh God, you came and you died for us.
Yes,
you paid the price and soul. And hallelujah, Jesus, my heart today. My heart is filled today, Lord,
yes,
because of what you've done.
Because
you didn't have to do it, but you did it. And thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you for that redeeming grace. Thank you for that amazing grace.
Yes.
And thank you for that loving grace.
Yes.
That keep us, Father.
Yes.
Even when we fall,
yes,
even when we stumble,
Young people say, Pastor, you five, man. You top five in my book, amen. He said he was in the borrowed tomb because he didn't need it that long, amen. Whew. And that just spoke to my spirit. And to know that no matter what you're going through, that he's able. And just the fact that we're on the winning team should be enough. Because just because you ain't had a chance to take the shot yet, he's going to call you on to be able to take the shot, amen. But we have to always be ready and willing in our spirit. And sometimes we go through the weight of the world and just on our shoulders, but because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And because he lives, that I can look at the mountain and face the thing. Because God said he'll be with me. He's there from the end of the family. He's going to be with me. He's healing from the end of the earth. People are healing from the end of the day, amen. But when he said he was healing, he must be closer than the brother. And what I like about it is that I was able to spend Thanksgiving with my oldest brother this holiday. And but we see what he's been closer than that. And when people are doubting you, when people are canceling you out, just know that God is able to do just what he said he will do. And when the pastor, like you said, when you know that you know, that he's able. When you was on that hospital bed, and you couldn't call nobody else, the news of this person hurt you, that you were able to call on you. One thing that we like to say in this church that we swore the number, but God told us 2 or 3 are down and in the list, and he's in the list, amen? So no matter what you're going through, no matter your situation, your trials and your tribulations, just know that God is able, just like we was before, just like how you blessed your grandma and your mama's mama and your mama's mama's mama. He's able to lift you up before nobody want to hit a sad stone no more. So just remember, thank God, that God did it for you. Because we said that whosoever, he didn't say black, white, purple, man, woman, alien, he said for whosoever. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
18 here. And came all the way up to be with her.
Giving honor to God. It is amazing. He's so amazing and so wonderful. He's here. You can feel it. All you got to do is open up and let him in. Thank God for being my meeting of Bishop Kason. First Lady Kason. The love on first impact, on first touch. I praise God for my cousin, for all the members in the house. You make me feel welcome when I come. I thank you for showing that love. I thank God for the traveling mercies that you've given each and every last one of us so that we can be in the house of the Lord one more time. I thank him for the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood that reaches highest mountains. It's a Lord's valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. I want to thank God for his mercy, for his kindness. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for his life. I want to thank him for his presence. I want to thank him for his people. I want to thank him for his grace. Thank you, Lord.
Come upon
of 20 years of service.
Hallelujah.
Because that's what Heart of God is doing. We are doing a service. And the Lord said, serve. We're supposed to serve. We serve day and night, going and coming. And that's what we do. We serve one another. We lift up each other. We edify each other. When one is hurt, we all hurt. When one is healed, we all hurt. And thank the Lord for what he's doing here at Heart of God Baptist Church and what he's going to continue to do. The doors are open. The doors are always open. So whoever his will, let him come. And we just thank the Lord for the service. We just thank the Lord for healing. We just thank the Lord for his goodness. We thank the Lord for his grace. Most of all, we thank him for his mercy upon all of us. And we just thank the Lord that we have a blessed week coming up and that we're blessed when we go out and blessed when we come in.
That's right.
And the Lord is in the blessing business, and the Lord is here in this house this morning.
Yeah.
He always comes as part of God's Baptist Church.
Yeah.
When the doors open up, he comes in. And if your house, he's there. If my house, he's there. Everyone's house is there. And he's just sitting there waiting for us and say, come on, Lord, let's see what we're going to do today. And he leads us and he guides us. And most of all, he puts a hedge of protection around us. Because we don't know. But he said, I know. So I'm going to protect my daughter going out. I'm going to protect my son going out. I'm going to give him traveling mercy because I know what's out there. I know what's going to happen. But he takes control of everything before it happens. And he goes before to make sure our path is smooth. They say we're going to be some bumps there, but he said he'd be with us, though. I just ask everyone to lift my sister Denise up in prayer. Denise Poindexter, she's going in for surgery tomorrow. I know the Lord is already, he's already preparing. He's already there. He's already talked to the doctors. Everything is going to be all right.
Yes.
So I'm just thanking the Lord for the healing that he's going to bestow upon her through her surgery and be with everyone in the room. And they're going to know that the Lord is there. And I just thank everyone here at Heart of God Baptist Church.
Yes.
I thank my pastor, my husband,
yes.
We have made it 20 years.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, we've all made it together. No one got here by their own. Everyone got here together.
Yeah.
And it was God who put us together.
Yeah.
And God said, this is where you're supposed to be. He planted the church. So let's see what happens. And so through the years, God has seen it grow. He has done his sifting. He's done everything that he wanted to do. But now his house is still standing. And we're still here standing. And we're standing on the word of God, the love of God, and the peace of God. I pray that everyone has a blessed week, and we will see you next week.
Amen. Bless you. We got someone on the phone line to like to give a testimony about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for those who tune in on Facebook and Blog Talk and every which way you tune in. Amen. Thank God that you're faithful. We got this our first caller this morning. Go to the last 4 digits, 7611. 7611 this morning.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. You lay down in the nighttime, you don't know if you're going to wake up the next morning. But the Lord waves a hand over your heart and your head and your house and say, touch you. Wake up, son. You gave you another second chance to stay on the ground and look back at the devil that he walks all over you. And I got your hand and I'm looking at you every day. At the pain that you go through, and I'm with you all the time. He eats and he comes and he goes. But we said, thank you, Father, that you gave me another second chance to stay above the ground and look back at the life that I came through. I want to say thank you, Jesus. We're so thankful that you brought us a mighty long way. We just don't know where we're going or how we're going to be, but we know God gave us another second chance this morning to open our eyes up and see another brand new day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I know all of us, amen, are grateful to God in this Thanksgiving holiday season, amen, to be able to hear and talk, see, loved one, whichever way you're tuning in, whether it's over in the airline, whether it's streaming, whether you're in person, amen. It's just good to be able to be here with you, amen. We pray God will bless you for the rest of this year.
Amen.
And prepare you for next year, the year of our Lord 2024, the Lord say so, amen. I don't know about you, amen, but I'm glad, amen, that God knows the past, the present, and the future, amen, because he's omnipotent. He knows everything, amen. But I would encourage you, amen, to continue to praise and serve God, amen. I would encourage you, amen, to continue to keep your hands in God's hands, amen. I would encourage you, amen, that every day of your life, amen, that you would turn it over to God and let him work it out. Amen. Thank God for Sister Bryce. We see her on the line every Sunday. Amen. She may not be able to speak. Amen. But she's here with us in presence and in spirit. Amen. So that's an encouragement to all of us through the 20 years that we've been together. Amen. And through the ups and the downs, the aches and the pain, amen, God truly has blessed us, amen, and kept us, amen. And we thank God for all of our family and friends and members who are traveling. And we pray, God, that he would grant them traveling mercy. I'm going to ask Reverend Lindsay to get ready to lead us in prayer this morning. We thank God for the prayer on the morning meditation with Jesus, the prayer line that so many people have been blessed every week, amen. They're up 4, 6 o'clock in the morning, amen, rolling with the Holy Spirit, amen. It makes a difference, amen. Amen. God honors your faith, amen. What do you? Okay, I'll read you her testimony, amen. Sister Kason, I just want you all to know how thankful to God that I'm still here. Every day you wake up, I wake up as a gift. When I was younger, I would complain when I got some old gift, but I don't complain anymore. I'm so grateful. The same gift, it's a blessing. You all for praying for me. Love you. Thank God for my life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh God, make a way. Oh God, make a way. Dr. Tyson said, if you tell me what it came to,
I tell you what it came to.
Tell you what it came to. Someone that can't talk on the phone, dog. But she's listening on the phone. And she got a phone when she can text on the phone. And she got a first lady to stand in by on the phone.
Oh, glory. Thank you.
Oh, God, make her right. Holy, make her right. And he'll make a way.
Oh, thank you, God.
I don't know how it all works together, no doubt, to an instant. But the Holy Spirit of God.
Thank you.
That's why folks will make it work. That's what moves. That's what moves on the face. Pray for you.
Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, our Lord, our excellent, in our name, in all of the earth, who has sent our glory above the hills. Oh, God.
last week we talked about Joshua. He was passing on not only in life, but passing on the word of God to the followers of God. And the blessings of him coming before them and telling them to look back over their lives that they have with God and see how God has blessed them. Joshua went all the way back to Moses and started off with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And he wanted them to see how God blessed them, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. How the people of God, even though they had rough times, tough times, amen, were still being blessed by God. And I got a witness, amen. And as he was getting to the end of his 110 years, and that's what the Bible says, there's to be 110 years, that he still was testifying about the goodness of God. Have I got a witness?
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, amen. I'm not 110 yet, amen. But down through the years, amen, that God has blessed me with and blessed you with, God has proven himself to be good. I got to wait. And because of that, Joshua said, if you look back and see the evidence of the goodness of God, amen. He said, not only has he been good to you, but he's been good to me. And he had resolved in his spirit, amen, that if nobody else didn't praise God, if nobody else didn't serve God, amen, he was going to serve God along with his family. Have we got a witness?
Amen.
And the famous part of the scripture, he says, as for me, what? And my house, what? We will what? Serve what? The Lord, amen. He said, if it seemed evil unto you, amen. And in other words, if God has blessed you with all those things that you can stand up and say that's evil, amen. Joshua said, I don't want to be bothered with you. Because obviously, amen, you can't see a blessing when it's right in your face. Amen. But he said, even though you can't see it, I can see it, amen. So as for me and my house, we going to serve what the Lord. In other words, Joshua was ministering where he was. He was at a point in his life, amen, that he had some believers and some non-believers. He had some situations and circumstances going on in his life, just like you and I. But in spite of the situations and circumstances that were going on in his life, he still chose what, to serve the Lord. So we want to look at someone else, a few fellas, amen, that were also in the Bible that had some situations and circumstances going on in their lives, but in spite of the situation and circumstances, they still chose, amen, to serve God. And my brothers and sisters, whatever stage you are in your life, when you look back over your life, you can see without a shadow of a doubt that God is the one that has kept you and blessed you and made you who you are and has been there through thick and thin. And he is the one that shows you over and over again that he is God and he has got your back.
Yeah.
Somebody said, God still got my back. So you say, well, who are these folks that you talk about, Pastor? I just want to lift, if you will, from the Old Testament book of Daniel, the Old Testament book of Daniel, and we want to look at the third chapter of the Old Testament book of Daniel, and in many of your testimonies that we heard today, amen, you all were talking about how God was able, and that you knew, amen, for yourself, amen, that God, what, is able, amen. In spite of your situation, in spite of how many years you've lived and
the disappointments, the ups and the downs that you've encountered, in spite of all those things, you still testify today, amen, that God, what, is able. Have I got a witness? In other words, there's a little bit of Joshua running around inside of you also, amen? So much so, amen, that in the midst of bad news, in the midst of disappointing, in the midst of frustration, in the midst of going through, amen, you have chosen, amen, not to complain and not to get down and not to not want to talk about God, but you have chosen, amen, to tell the story, amen, that even in the midst of my trial, in the midst of my situation, in the midst of my storm, amen, I have chosen, amen, to trust God, amen, and to know, amen, that he's still but able. These three fellas, amen, that we are talking about, they have the name of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Look at verse 16. It says in the third chapter, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. In other words, we don't hesitate in answering to you in this manner. In verse 17, Dr. Lindsay said, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But then he goes on to say, in verse 18, and this is the part I like about the parents, he says, but if not, in other words, amen, if it don't work out like I want it to work out, come on now, if the thorn doesn't get removed from my side like it did with Paul, amen, if the storm doesn't stop when I want it to stop, come on now, if the winds keep on blowing in my life, amen, he wanted the king to know, but if not, come on now, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. In other words, he got some Joshua in him and said, as for me and my house, amen, he said, we ain't going to bow down, but we going to serve the Lord. We're not going to serve that golden image that they made. We're not going to serve that thing that you set out to make you look good or feel good, God. We're going to trust the Lord in spite of the storms that blow in your life, in spite of the winds keep on blowing, in spite of all those things that would cause you to shrink in the midst of the storm, God said, I'm going to be with you through thick and thin. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you. And so, because they had history with God, they said, we don't even have to think about this thing. Because God has been good to us. And God has made a way for us down through the years. So you said, well, Pastor, what is the title of this sermon? The title is simply, God is still able. God is still able. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Of a privilege and an opportunity to stand and declare your word. Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, O God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. O God, that I may be a pure vessel you find. O God, that sinners will be converted, and saints will be edified. Most of all, God, you will receive honor and glory to your name. I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, prepare to me a sanctuary, full and holy, dry and true and
with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for thee. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. And with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. And so in my understanding of God's people and their relationship with God is that when God has influenced and impacted their lives, that they no longer want to be a sanctuary for anyone else because of the things that God has done in their lives, that they have looked over the history of their lives and the lives of those that were in their family or in their family, and they've seen time and time again that God has come through for them. Somebody ought to say amen. In other words, amen, they have history with God, amen. And they come from a family that has history with God, amen. And they've seen many miracles and blessings, amen, that God has performed in all of their lives. Have we got a witness? In other words, the Hebrew writer said there's a hall of faith, amen, of all of those people in the history of God. The Hebrew writer says, now faith is the substance of things what hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And in other words, these were the people, not the sight, like you said earlier, that didn't walk by sight, but they walked by faith, and they were expecting God, amen, to be able to perform what he said he would do. Record declares that many of them did not receive it yet, Dr. Lindsay, but in spite of them not receiving the promise, amen, they still had faith in God. And if you look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, amen, they hadn't received their deliverance yet, amen. But in spite of not receiving their deliverance yet, they still trusted God, amen. In other words, their faith was supreme in God. They didn't bow down to a king with a bunch of followers and a bunch of influencers. And that's what's going on today, Dr. Harris. You got too many influencers in the world, amen, on social media, influencing people not for God, but they're influencing them for their own dollar, their own gain, their own satisfaction. They're being influenced, amen, to do the things, amen, that will enrich them, that will boost their ego to see how many likes and followers and how many tags they can be and seen, amen, to make them feel good because it's all about them, amen, and nobody else. But these fellas, ladies in the Bible, Lord have mercy, they had a different influence. Come on. The influencer, amen, that would turn their life around, that would cause them to be able to love, come on now, even though folks weren't loving. Come on now. Have I got a witness? Amen. When you first started out with this journey, amen, you didn't love like that, amen. You were influenced, amen. It was about me, myself, what, and I. But somebody said, but since Jesus came into my life, amen, I don't act the way I used to act, amen. I don't say the things that I used to say. I don't go to the places I used to go. When Jesus reached way out and picked me up out the muck and the miry clay, amen, and turned my life around and showed me love and compassion and turned the thing around where you were talking about first lady about some grace and some mercy in my life, amen. That the thing that I deserve, that God said, I'm not going to put it out like that, but I'm going to show you
mind that even though you don't understand, you don't deserve it, I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Come on.
Good God Almighty. Yeah, gosh, I'm going to give it to you anyway. Amen. In other words, you didn't deserve it. You can't earn it. But I'm going to give it to you what? Anyway. Why? Because I love you. And once you've experienced that love, then you begin to start changing and learning how to love others the way God has loved you. Let's not keep you long. These fellas were removed from their country.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking at this thing, reminded of the recent activities of October 7th, where so many Israelis, so many Palestinians in the Middle East had suffered because of terrorists. Amen. That would, for their own good, brutalize the people that lived among them. And create such a ugly, ugly situation where people, women, children, elderly, amen, would be murdered, brutalized, and raped, and taken hostage, amen, because they wanted to have their way and didn't want to do things God's way. And you look at the Middle East, and the Middle East is the same place that we're talking about in the Bible, amen, where these people were removed from their place, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to serve King Nebuchadnezzar, amen, and to do what he wanted to do. But I'm here to tell you, amen, man's way only goes but so far, amen? And his will only goes what but so far. And that you can trust like Shadrach, Meshach, Joshua, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that sooner or later God's going to have his way. Ever got a witness? Many of you have had some great grandmothers and grandmothers and mothers and fathers, amen, that let you know, amen, a hard head makes a soft behind. Have I got a witness? Amen. Mama would tell you, boy, if you make your bed hard, you're going to have to lay down in that joke. Amen. Remember, Mama, great grandma, Mama said when you would get to a point where you thought you was grown, so I'm meddling now, good God Almighty. Amen. They say you start smelling for yourself. Amen. You get to a point, amen, where you begin to think you start knowing more than them. Amen. Back in my day, you would get a backhand, but you can't do that no more. Amen. Mama used to find a belt, but you can't do that no more. Amen. Daddy used to find a piece of your behind. Amen. But you can't do that no more. Amen. And it would get to my seat, the seat of my what? Understanding. Amen. And I would get into a situation, amen, where I would have a different view, a different understanding of what they were trying to tell me. Amen. The Bible taught and teaches, amen, spare the rod, amen, spoil the child. But we can't do that no more. Amen. But the record declares, amen, that if you beat the child, you'll spare his soul, amen, from hell, amen. But you can't do that, what? No more, amen. So I'm not talking about beating nobody. I'm not talking about whooping nobody. I'm not talking about, amen, verbal abuse or any kind of abuse, amen. I'm talking about, amen, what God said, amen, that ultimately those that would do wrong and do evil, it's going to come a day where you're going to pay what? A price. Have I got a witness? So whether I do it or somebody else do it, or you did it the old way or the new way, or you do it a different style or a different way of discipline and all those things, ultimately God is going to have the final one. Say so.
Amen.
So you've got to get to a place where you minister where you are. And so these fellas, even though they were taken out of their country, even though, amen, they had their names changed, amen, even though they were told to bow down, amen, and worship the God of Nebuchadnezzar,
amen. They had a relationship with God, amen, that was so strong, amen, that even in the midst of everybody else bowing down, they would not bow down.
Yes.
And that's one of the greatest things about worshiping and praising God, is that God will give you a strength exchange, amen, in the midst of your worship, in the midst of your praise, that will give you what you need to be able to minister where you are. In other words, when you've grown up and you've had difficult relationships in your family, you've had difficult relationships on your job, you've had difficult relationships all around you, when you come into the presence of God, God will minister to you, amen. He will remove that old messed up stuff and give you some new stuff, some good stuff, some love stuff, that you will be able to deal with the situation the way He would deal with it, and not the way you would deal with it. Amen? And that's what's the problem with people all over this world, is that they're dealing with it the way the flesh wants to deal with it. Have I got it with you? Many of us, amen, used to use them four-letter words quite regularly. Amen? And I'm not talking about snow, amen, and hell, amen. Have I got a witness? Amen. We used to use hand gestures, not to say hi or bye, but we had digits that we would put up, amen, and flip to people. Have I got a witness? Amen. We had faces, and amen, and language, amen, that we would mug and demonstrate to people when we weren't happy, when we couldn't have our way. Have I got a witness? There were things, amen, that we used to do and stomp our feet and get wind in our jaws and our behind on our back when we couldn't have our way, amen. But when Jesus came into our lives, when the Holy Spirit came in and started cleaning and moving and shaping and renewing us, amen, some kind of way, amen, man, we don't cut folk out so easily like we used to. Have I got a witness? I'm going, man. Amen. We don't flip the digits as much as we used to. Amen. Have I got a witness? We don't get the wind in our jaw as easy as we used to get the wind in our jaw. Amen. We don't get the attitude and keep them from days and days, amen, like we used to get the attitude and keep them from days and days. See, that's what the problem is in some of these war-torn countries, amen, and they got some stuff going on that went on hundreds of years ago, amen, and they still got beef with it. Have I got a witness? Most of them don't even know what it was or what it did, amen, but somebody said we had beef 200 years ago, so we need to have beef right now. Nobody understands what happened. Is why you still killing me and I'm still killing you about what somebody did 300, 400, 600, 700 years ago. Why we can't live next to each other, amen, and praise our God? Because we don't think God is able, but we think man is able. And if you kill all of me first, or I kill all of you first, then there's going to be peace in the land. Somebody said it's a lie from the pits of hell. Lord have mercy. Because God is going to have the final say so. God is going to do a thing, amen, where nobody else can take credit but God. That's what Joshua told the children when he was getting ready to pass off the scene. He said, I've seen God do some miracles in the desert. Come on now. Over in the Middle East, in the area of Egypt. Come on now. He said, I've seen God touch the people of Egypt. I've seen God make some plagues come about in the people of Egypt. Have I got a witness? I was there, amen, when God told Moses to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Have I got a witness? Joshua was there, amen, when he told him to stretch forth his rod, amen, and the sea went back. Have I got a witness? And the people came over on dry land. Have I got a witness? He was there, good God Almighty, when the priests put their feet into the water and the water parted. Have I got a witness today? In other words, he had history with God. He knew what God could do. The songwriter said, Pharaoh's army got drowned in the Red Sea. Why did he get drowned in the Red Sea? Because they had confidence in man and their chariots and all their things and horses and all their stuff that they were going to come and do the will of Pharaoh. But I got news for you today. When Moses said, God, who shall I touch?
tell him sent me. He said, tell him I am sent you. And when they began to chase him, I put a pillar of fire by day and a pillar of cloud by night, amen, and told him, amen, if you trust me, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
So Joshua had experienced all of these things.
Yes.
Passed them down to his kids. And then we see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Even though they were brutalized and taken out of their country, even though they were in a situation where they didn't even have their own name, they still trusted in God. They realized, amen, that God was going to have the final face up. And when you got to the maturity level today, amen, that even though my situation might not be good, even though my situation might be bad, even though I'm going through the storms of life, even though the rain keeps blowing, even though the wind keeps billows, even though the thunder continues to rage in my life, I can take courage in knowing that God holds my soul. No matter if this is a storm cloud out on the ocean and is moving this away, and if your soul not anchored in Jesus, you surely will drift away. But when you're anchored and rooted in God, even though you can't see it with your own eyes. These fellows, Shadrach and Meshach, they couldn't see it with their own eyes. Dr. Lindsay, the only thing they could see was a fiery furnace. And I got a witness today, and there's still some fiery furnaces in this world today. But I'm telling you, like Dr. Frank said, we need to walk by faith and not by sight. The enemy's going to bring a furnace over here and a furnace over there. He's going to heat it up seven times and make you bow down to him. But I got news for you. If you got history with God, God's been good to you. Songwriter's been down through the years. But God's been good to me. Down through the years. God has made a way for me. I dare not trust the sweetest brain. But holy, I said holy. Lean on Jesus' name. The solid rock on stand. All of the ground sinking back. I walk my face and not my sight. In the midst of the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I will not, I shall not bow down. I know how far God has brought me from. I know the things that God has brought me through. Jesus, my going out, am I coming in? I heard the record say they threw him in the fire. But good God Almighty, they didn't look like what they've been through. The king looked in, had to change their spectacles. They didn't we throw three of them in? But great God Almighty, there's four of them passing round and loose. Why? Because the fourth one, they look like.
He said, hold up. That whole decree, it got to go out the window. He said, I'm going to make a new decree that the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he is the truth. He is the living. He is the God that we all should worship. And him only, say him only, Joshua had it right. As for me and my house, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, minister where they are, convince the king that him only should they serve. Should they serve. That's the way we should be, whatever our situation is, whatever our circumstances. We should trust that God is able to bring us out, minister where we are, and the people that are around us will sooner or later realize that that's the only God that we should serve. Amen? And as they develop a relationship with him, they'll begin to start ministering. Ministering where they are. You gonna sing
that, brother?
You gonna sing
it? Come on, thank you. All you could ask for anything, according to the power that
God is showing so mighty in your life. God has never made true for you. God has shown himself mighty in your life. Look at somebody say, I can't bow down. I can't bow down. God is walking too far. I say you're going to take me down. I know too much about it. It might be someone here today that has been surrendered their life. Ask God to come in and make his abode with them. The door has been fixed on.
Thank God today.
15th chapter, Apostle Paul. Is, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Death and the grave have been swallowed up in victory. Amen. So we stand here on the 11th, fourth Sunday of the year, victorious. Amen. We have the victory. And every now and then the enemy will try to get you to forget. Amen. We can't forget. Because God left on record that we should remember. Amen. We should remember. So in order for us to remember, amen, we say our church covenant and we make a promise to live a certain way with each other. Amen. Because of what God has done, we choose, amen, to live a different way. And a matter that's pleasing to him. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. 3 Hebrews 4, it says, we will not bow down. We're not going to serve no other God. So that's what we've come here to do, is to experience and to remember what God has done for us collectively and individually. Shedding of his blood. Let us read our church covenant together. Having been led and believed by the Spirit of God, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and on the profession of our faith, having been baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, we do now in the presence of God, angels in this assembly, most solemnly and joyfully enter into covenant with one another, as one body in Christ. We engage, therefore, by the aid of the Holy Spirit, to walk together in Christian love, to strive for the advancement of this church in knowledge, holiness, and comfort, to promote its prosperity and spirituality, to sustain its worship, ordinances, discipline, and doctrine, to contribute cheerfully and regularly to the support of the ministry, the expenses of the church, the relief of the poor, and the spread of the gospel through all nations. We also engage to maintain family and secret devotion, to religiously educate our children, to seek the salvation of our kinsmen and acquaintances, to walk circumspectly in the world, to be just in our dealings, faithful in our engagements, and exemplary in our deportment, to avoid all tattling, backbiting, and excessive anger, to be filled with the Spirit, and not drunk with wine, wherein is excellence, and to be zealous in our efforts to advance the kingdom of our Savior. Be further engaged to watch over one another in brotherly love, to remember each other in prayer, to aid each other in sickness and distress, to cultivate Christian sympathy and feeling and courage and peace, to be slow to take offense, always ready for reconciliation, and mindful of the rules of our Savior, to secure it without delay. We will over-engage them and be removed from this place. We will, as soon as possible, unite with some of the church, so we can carry out the spirit of this covenant and the principles of God's word. There's a whole lot of promises we do, and amen. That's why we got to come together every fourth Sunday and remember. Amen. Praise God. Get ready for our communion service here, please. Amen. What he's continuing to do in our life. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you again for allowing us to come to this white covered table. A table that has the elements of your body and your blood. Father, we pray that you would bless these elements of blood that was shared for the remission of sin, and the bread that symbolizes your body that was broken. God, we ask that you would bless it. Amen. Amen. Oh,
Online folks, and pray you have a blessed weekend.